This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What up, guys? Dr. Vic here. Another episode you're listening with me on the Mindful Experiment. Hope all is going absolutely amazing. Spring has been in full action for a couple weeks. We just had Easter, the sign of fertility, the sign of new upcoming, even for those of the Christians and Catholics who's in Eastern Orthodox who celebrate Jesus and his in his resurrection. It's the thing of a new, right? A new life, a new beginning, a new thing. This is the year I love. This is the part of the year I love, spring and new ideas and really sharing to the world so many things that we can share, what we can ideas to create. This is the creative process, in my opinion, when you really want to start getting those juices running. And what a great way to shift your awareness to more about understanding how we are kids in big bodies, right? So the coaching that I do, I help with business owners. I help them break through these barriers or these invisible barriers that they don't know that is existing in their life that's holding them back from thriving, excelling, and doing so much when it comes to their life. And one of the things I look at is the constructs of the mind, how we've been conditioned, how we've been programmed, what programs are running unconsciously that dictate our life, dictate our results, dictate our experiences. And you have to understand, when we are kids in big bodies, meaning that the issues and the programs that dictate our life are between ages 0 and 7, roughly 3 to 5 is what they say most of the time it's going to happen, where there's an event, multiple events could be, that's going to shift the paradigm of our life and dictate it. And it's going to be this essence of what we're going to work on and just kind of what it is. Like there's no like, there can be all these other things, but this is the conditioning. There's other patterns that do this, but it creates a belief about life. It creates a belief about certain things. And that belief becomes a reality. Our beliefs dictate our reality. Beliefs are truly our reality. So when we're looking at these beliefs, it's the mind has to support that. The mind has to go out now and show you how this is to be true because it's dictated as a belief. You believe this to be true. And the reason why we're kids in big bodies also is because that these beliefs, these systems are built out of survival. They're not built out of thriving and empowering. They're built of how do I survive in this life? Because like, let's face it, think about yourself. If you're 0 to 7 years old, you're just trying to figure out how to adapt. You're trying to understand this world. And your first world that you're trying to survive in and be accepted in is your family. How to be accepted into your family, then your extended family, your friends, then you get into teachers and authority figures and so forth. How to be included in. Humans like to be accepted. We don't like to be outside the box for the most part. Or be, you know, so when we're looking at that perspective, this is, becomes that factor in your life now that you want to understand that these built-in constructs that run 95% of your life and dictate 95% of your life that run on autopilot are all based on survival. So this could be why in business, or maybe you can't find the right partner, or maybe you can't get in great health, or maybe you have mental, emotional, spiritual stuff that goes on. And no matter what, it keeps showing up and you can't understand why it continues to do that, even though you know, right? We know, I'm putting in this in parentheses, air quotes, that you know what you should be doing or what the process should be or what you're doing, but it still is not getting there, right? You know, how many times in the world today do we say, oh, I know that. I got that. I know that. No, you don't. Majority of people know something intellectually, but majority of them don't know it fully. And I always said, when you know something, you're being it. So what that means, it's not only just the mind, it's mind, body incorporated all with it. So it becomes part of a process that you're doing automatically, no matter what. That is true knowing. And then the world we live in today is all about knowing just in the mind. I know this, I know that. And there's a lot of coaches that are like this, coaches that are out there. And nowadays, I have a feeling it's going to only get worse because with AI and stuff, you don't know who really knows it, embodies it, and incorporates it, and then who don't. And so, not to get too far off the tangent of today's topic, but you have, again, these conditionings. And some of them are good, like they empower you. Because let's say you grew up with a family that had really good money mindset or a financial abundant mindset, right? And you were supported emotionally. How that individual is going to respond to life and so forth can be vastly different than someone who came from scarcity and didn't have emotional support, or maybe their voice wasn't heard, right? So then they wonder why they don't feel like they're being heard in a relationship. Maybe they don't feel like they're being heard when they're speaking in their business. They don't feel heard into their community when they're sharing. Do you see how this plays a role in their life? It's the constructs that define it. And then our mind says, hey, you're not being heard. Look at this. Pay attention here. I want to show you that. Because this is, why is the mind doing that? It's because you dictated the belief systems and it has to follow that no matter what. So these are the concepts of how this kind of goes. It's the same thing in business, the same thing why we don't act in certain ways or do certain things, right? Everyone wants to talk about habits and just change your habits, it changes your life. Yeah, your rituals, change your rituals, it changes your life. But what we don't, that we, it's a lot harder to try to just change them, enforce them mentally, because your behaviors and your actions are all determined by your beliefs. And your beliefs are determined by when you're age 0 and 7. So we're kids in big bodies. We still are acting out the same things that we have. Neuropsychology shows that even in events in our life, depending on the ages or where we're evolving, that when we don't, let's say we had an event that happened, betrayal, a friendship that ended, XYZ, a death in the family that you just couldn't hold on to. You couldn't let go. You didn't grieve through it properly and stuff. Any emotional event or trauma that happens, it holds us emotionally in that state until we heal from it. And what I mean by state is the age of that area. So let's say you had some things that happened as a teenager and you never healed from them. Well, guess what? You are, from an emotional standpoint, are stuck in that period until you heal from that process. Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission.
out there, and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show.
The reason why I'm sharing that with you is because this aligns with the beliefs. These beliefs exist until we become aware, until we wake up, until we get consciously aware to understand how to become aware of these things. So I want to share a couple things with you just to help increase awareness. This is what I teach clients. This is what I talk to them through to understand the patterns. And so then we can start to repattern things in a different way. So there's two ways that I've experienced that I know from my own self and others, working with others, that you can know where a belief or unconscious programming exists. One, it's a pattern that just continually shows up in your life. You don't commit to working out. You don't commit to a healthy diet. You may not commit to, you may be attracting a certain partner in a relationship. You act a certain way in a relationship. Business, there's habits or things that you're not doing. Or financially, you just hit a wall and you don't know why you're not breaking through that. Or you make more money, but it's not showing up in the bank account. These are patterns that show up. It's a story you keep telling yourself. It's the thing that you're not shocked. You're actually looking, you're expecting it to happen every time. Oh, here we go again with this. Oh, this always happens here. Man, this always happens to me. That is, we want to become of that pattern recognition, because once we recognize the pattern, we know that there's something underlying. The program is existing to create that result. The second thing is going to be your triggers. Triggers are a blessing. They let us know what is going on within that we really believe. For an example, if you have body image issues and someone says something about your body, you are going to create a massive reaction. The reason why we react that way and we trigger that way is because we believe what they're saying to us, even though, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can say certain things to me. You can call me an a-hole, whatever that is. It's not even going to faze me. Because why? I know that I'm not that. But there are things that I have insecurity stuff with that if you called me out on that and I react, I know deep down that I may feel actually that way. And what I'm bothered is it's not okay for someone else to say it, but it's okay for me to call myself and be the inner critic and put myself down and all these other things, but it's not okay for somebody else. And so we fight that. And that's a belief that we're holding on to. So we fight it because someone just brought it to the surface. That's what triggers are. And so pay attention to what triggers you and you start to slowly uncover. This is not a quick fix scheme. This is not going to be something that's going to magically just change everything, because there's layers of processing that you have to go through. This is just the first step, which is one of the biggest ones. Awareness is about 50% of this problem being solved. But then we have to rewire your brain and recondition it and start to do the habits of pattern and repetition to go ahead and make that change. And it has a lot of work. This is hard work. It's simple to do, but it is hard work. But with commitment, you can make these changes. And it's so well worth it, because when you really commit to that, this changes the parameter of your life. For example, myself, I was growing my business and I was almost doubling. It was like 70 to 90% growth each year for the first few years. And I was really like, everyone's like, oh, you're doing great. You know, you're really having a successful business. You're really doing better than, you know, starting up very well. And I was like, no, I know people that have done better and this and that, whatever it be. But what really got me was, is the end of the third year, I'm going into my fourth year, I was making some good money. I remember when I first started out, if I said, man, if I made that much money, the disposable income I would have, holy cow. But my bank account didn't reflect it. It was very annoying. So I started working on my beliefs, limiting beliefs, all these things I'm sharing with you, getting into unconscious programming, all this stuff. And I paid attention to patterns. I paid attention to triggers. Long story short, in 2 years, tripled the business, 6X my profits, and the bank accounts reflected it very nicely. And I was like, wow. And it was interesting. It would have reflected even without the growth. It was just all that extra growth on top, you know, 3X your business, 6X profits. Man, that's beautiful. And it was one of those things where I sat there and I'm like, huh, limiting beliefs. That's all I did. Because you got to remember, if you got anything out of this podcast, here is the summary. Your beliefs dictate your reality. They dictate your physical experience. They are the rules to your life. They're the algorithm of what you're going to experience. Okay. So beliefs tell the mind what to look for. Beliefs have the mind as its servant telling it, you need to prove to me that this belief is true. Okay. And people fight their beliefs. That's why you can't talk about religions with other people. That's why you can't talk about politics. That's why you couldn't talk about COVID with certain people. Beliefs, beliefs, beliefs. Okay? So understanding that principle, game changer for your life. And you can apply this in every fabric of your life. Yeah, I work with this on business owners in many ways, but you can take this in a relationship. You can take this with your health, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You can apply these to different fabrics of your life to become more aware of the limitations it's putting on you, putting limitations on your life, in your business, and so much more. And you have the power and you have the choice to choose a different belief, just like you gave power to the belief you have now. We are little people with big bodies. Once we start to see this, then we start to know how to nurture our inner child to help it heal from the programs and constructs of what it did, to all it could do at that moment to survive. And it doesn't matter how well of a household you were raised in. We all have these built in. It's part of the program of life, in my opinion, to what I, in my studies, I believe it's truly the aspect in the program to life that sets the stage. They give us that one mark that maybe multiples to help us on our journey of what we want to experience in life. So that's what I got for you. As always, if this inspires you, please like the podcast, subscribe, share, review, pay it forward, share this podcast episode with someone. And also, if you're a business owner and you like what I'm talking about, you want to learn more, how this applies to you, your business, elevating it, and so much more, check out the link in the show notes. Call with drvic.com. Takes you a lot of quick survey. Pick a time that works for you, and let's have a conversation. Appreciate you guys as always. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.